From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Tuesday, February 24.
Just ahead, the elections chief in Butte County is detailing the price tag for holding the special contest for Doug LaMalfa's open seat in Congress.
Also, the Chico Police Department is restarting an advisory board meant to improve relations with the community, and it's looking for community members to serve.
And President Donald Trump is delivering his first State of the Union speech of his second term tonight. NSPR will be covering it live.
But we'll start with the race for LaMalfa's former 1st Congressional District.
Sonoma County State Senator Mike McGuire is firing back at criticisms brought forward by candidates running alongside him in the special election to fill the late congressman's seat. Democrat candidate Audrey Denny called McGuire a political opportunist for running in an election to represent a district he does not live in or have direct ties to. Here's McGuire speaking with NSPR yesterday.
74% of all delegates from the North State endorsed our campaign. The California Democratic Party did a sole endorsement of our congressional campaign. I understand the concerns that she may have because she's not gaining traction.
Federal law says candidates for Congress are only required to reside in the state they're running in.
Republican Assemblymember James Gallagher also weighed in on McGuire's bid on social media. He said McGuire is responsible for failed wildfire prevention bills, high electricity rates, and higher gas prices. McGuire said he's stood up for CAL FIRE employees and delivered billions of dollars in funding for wildfire mitigation.
The people of the North State are ready for change. They want someone who is a fighter, who will be in the trenches, taking on millionaires and billionaires and delivering for working families. That's my track record, and that's what I'm going to fight to do every damn day.
Both McGuire and Denny are also running in the regularly scheduled November election. It will be under the new Proposition 50 district lines, which are considered more favorable to Democrats. Ballotpedia shows five other candidates have filed to run in that contest. Gallagher has not said whether he plans to join them.
Staying on the special election, Butte County supervisors are expected to vote on a request from the Registrar of Voters today for extra funds to cover costs associated with it. Registrar Keaton Denley is asking for an additional $500,000 for extra postage, ballot printing, staffing, and voter education. The funding request is on the meeting's consent agenda. Those items are routinely approved. If approved, the funds would come from the county's general fund.
Paying for elections supporting democracy is not something that's controversial, so I imagine that this is going to be approved.
The special election will be held in tandem with the regular June 2nd state primary. Denley says it has its own set of rules and has to be held separate from the state primary.
The ballots for both of those elections will go out at the same time. They are being mailed separately, so they may arrive in voters' hands a day or two apart. Two election packets, one for the vacancy special election and then one for the regularly scheduled primary.
Voters will receive a separate ballot for each.
Major airlines are warning travelers their flights to Mexico might be canceled or delayed this week because of reports of violence across the country. Sacramento International Airport told NSPR yesterday that people should check their flight status with their airline. Mexican security forces killed a top cartel boss Sunday, leading to unrest in popular vacation destinations like Puerto Vallarta and Guadalajara. U.S. officials continue to warn Americans abroad to shelter in place in some areas.
The deadline to apply for Chico Police Department's advisory board is fast approaching. Residents must submit their application by tomorrow. The group works with the police chief and department staff to improve the agency's relationship with the community. It reportedly hasn't met since last summer and is restarting following department scrutiny over recent officer sex scandals. Application details are on the city's website.
And Chico Police gave a public presentation last night about the department's use of military equipment. According to a press release, the department will review a state-required annual report, explain how the equipment was used last year, and outline the policies that regulate its use. The meeting is meant to give the public an opportunity to ask questions and provide feedback. We'll have that story today in All Things Considered and tomorrow in Headlines.
And lastly, NSPR will carry live special coverage of President Donald Trump's State of the Union address to Congress tonight. It's the first State of the Union of Trump's second term. The speech is expected to highlight his work on border security, the economy, and shrinking the government workforce. It comes as voters prepare to go to the polls this year for pivotal midterm elections that could alter the balance of power in Washington. Coverage starts on NSPR at 6 o'clock this evening. And those are your headlines for Tuesday, February 24th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news from North State Public Radio, head to mynspr.org. I'm Ken Duvall.
And I'm Eric Adams. Have a great day.